This is the TRC update from the Resource Center. I'm speaking to you from the Resource Center's administrative offices just outside Celeron on Dunham Avenue. And joining me now, Kevin Anderson, Assistant Director of Employment and Community-Based Services. Hello, Kevin.
Dennis, good to see you.
Thank you very much. And Terry Johnson, the Director of Employment and Community-Based Services here at TRC. Terry, thanks for coming back on.
Thank you so much, Dennis.
You are here today to talk to us about respite. What is respite all about here in the context of the Resource Center?
So respite is a service that we provide exclusively to children in our community that receive services through the Office of Persons with Developmental Disabilities. And it's really a chance just to give a break to caregivers and families so that they can go get their groceries or, you know, just parents can go have some alone time. And so they're drop their kids off and we entertain them for a while. And just really provides a break for the caregivers.
So, Kevin, this is something that's done at a TRC facility.
That's correct. We have been on a little hiatus from our usual location, which used to be at our 8th Street location, and we just went back there after a wonderful renovation. So on the weeknights, usually between the hours of 4 and 8, we're a little bit flexible with when parents want to drop their kids off. They can drop them off. And then our bigger program with the respite is our Saturday respite program. And currently, due to COVID restrictions, we've kind of limited the number of kids that can come. But normally, we would go up to 14 kids, and that runs from 10 until 2. And again, it gives the caregiver a chance to drop their kid off, and they can go do their thing. And we do some really fun activities. We've gone to the fair. We go bowling. We have do some arts and crafts. We used to take advantage of Home Depot quite a bit because they had a great kids program on Saturdays, and I'm not sure if they're still doing that or not with COVID, but just an opportunity to get out in the community and have some fun and relax.
And how many people coordinate this? I mean, it sounds like a big job to be taking care of children up to that number and being able to make sure that they're safe and engaged and so that the parents can actually leave and be comfortable going and doing whatever it is they have to do or want to do.
The way that we schedule that program is for every two people who are participating, we have one staff member. So it's a 2-to-1 ratio. And then we also have a leader each Saturday. So the leader is in charge of knowing what the activities are, keeping everybody on task and keeping them kind of on schedule, especially if we're going someplace, you know, if we're going to the fair, that takes a lot of more coordination with making sure that we get all the vans loaded and people on the road before the fair's over. And then we also, within the department, we have a manager who is also one of my community-based services managers that oversees respite, as well as an individual who has an affinity for some really creative ideas, and he does most of the organization of different craft projects and fun activities that they're going to do.
That's one of the other aspects I wanted to draw out, and that is to find things that are appropriate for an audience that you don't really know what it's going to be until a few days before. I mean, you're shaking your head up and down here, Terry. That's exactly what it's like?
Yeah, I mean, we usually have the same core group of kids, so we know who they are. We know what they like and don't like to do. So the person that coordinates the activities for the week usually has a good sense of what they'll enjoy doing, and he's really good at putting things together that kids just love doing. So it's been a little bit more limited, I think, with COVID because we can't go out into the community as much as we would like because of some of the restrictions of, you know, numbers of people in the vehicles and things like that. But we're hoping that soon we can get back up to our typical Saturday respite program where we can go out and about.
Well, you think about for a moment the challenges of being a parent in the first place and how at different ages and stages of a child's life or as a family grows together, it can be very taxing to begin with under any circumstances. Then you add the potential extra challenges that might come with a young person who's coping with a disability and trying to figure life out for themselves simultaneously. And maybe the listener can get some idea as to how important a little respite time might be for the parents or other family members.
You know, I think sometimes there's so much going on, especially with dealing with the schools and other services and whatever their child has to encounter in a week, and it's a lot. And then there's other siblings. And so sometimes the respite could be just for mom and dad to go spend time with another sibling in the family that may have not gotten the attention that they deserved throughout the week because their sibling with a disability needs may have been more of a priority at that moment. So, you know, there's a lot of dynamics that go into it with what families go through on a daily basis. So we're happy that we have a service that can provide a break for them and provide them some ease when the kids are with us, and hopefully that they have a great time when they're there as well.
Is this something that is done on a fee-based service, or how is it provided for families?
It is covered through Medicaid, just like some of the other services. It's a little bit different. It doesn't have habilitative goals like most of our other services have, but it is really intended just to provide that break. So the staff don't have to do a lot of goal planning and such for them. They just have to provide them some fun activities.
If people want more information, they could contact either one of you on this program. I'm speaking today with Terry Johnson, the Director of Employment and Community-Based Services, and Kevin Anderson, the Assistant Director of Employment and Community-Based Services, about the respite program here at the Resource Center. Thanks for the opportunity to talk to both of you.
Thanks, Dennis.
Thanks, Dennis.